I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today with a focus on Pakistan. First, the positive.
The courts have released 40 Christians who were imprisoned after their own churches had been attacked by suicide bombers.
That's FMI's Bruce Allen. This case goes back to the Easter suicide bombings of 2015 that killed 17 believers. Angered by the lack of protection from the state, Christians rioted and two Muslims died. Authorities arrested 42 Christians on terrorism charges. Two of them died in custody. But last week, under a media blackout, the anti-terrorism court quietly acquitted everyone. Allen says there are two lessons here. First, never give up praying. Second,
will we understand what it means to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep and to stand alongside them, provide the type of tangible support, prayer support that these people need?
And we've shared many reports on MNN about God moving powerfully in the Muslim world. Today, we'll hear how he's stirring deaf Muslim hearts. A believer we'll call Zed was born deaf to Muslim parents in Central Asia. Through an interpreter, he describes how coming to Christ created both friction and gospel opportunity.
The deaf world, as you might know, is so small. Word actually got around rather quickly that I was saved. So many of these deaf Muslims were coming to me and said, why did you convert to Christianity? And one of my friends was like, he straight up told me he wanted to kill me. So I said, understand that I forgive you and I love you. And that friend was like, no, you have this seething rage towards me. You have to have it.
One of our partners has Zed's full story online. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.